This is Jason Block with WLTI Live, and I have a very, very special guest. With winter now finally out of the picture and spring about to be sprung, thoughts turn to backstabbing and the world's largest social experiment on television. Big Brother will be back for its 17th season at the end of June on CBS, and we are now in the middle of their open call casting tour. And I am joined by Christopher Catalano, one of the casting producers who will be in New York this weekend at Boxers New York. How you doing, Christopher?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. First of all, for those who want to get involved with this, tell us about the date that's happening this Saturday, because we've got two this Saturday, don't we?
We have a few. We have one in Los Angeles this Saturday. We have one in New York.
And one in Miami.
And one in Miami. Yeah, correct. So we're getting it. We're finally getting started. You know, this is our first, these are our first big ones. And then we also do the online submissions where people apply online. In New York, we have Derek and Cody, our winner and runner-up of season 16. They'll be at Boxers with us in New York, who did an amazing job last season.
Right.
If you agree.
Yeah. anyone coming to Los Angeles or Miami, or is that just going to be a public appearance in New York?
Just public one in New York. Other house guests tend to show up. Amber from last season actually was at the casting call where she auditioned, was in L.A., was at the casting call, so that's how we found her.
Oh, wow,
and then I'm sure in Miami, Zach will probably show up, and he was found as well through a casting call.
Very cool. Now, first of all, the website, if you want to find it, because there are going to be more in Cape Canaveral, Providence, Boston, at a place in Concho, Oklahoma, San Francisco, Savannah, Chicago, Dallas, Raleigh, Cincinnati, Denver, and Nashville, that will be at bigbrothercasting.tv. That is the website where you can see all that good stuff.
Yeah, now, we're constantly updating that.
Right, yes, exactly. Now, tell us first of all about if someone wants to come out there, what should they expect to have happen at these casting calls?
That's really tough. We do group interviews, so anywhere from 3 to 7 people at a time are with one of the casting producers. We do different types of castings. So the CBS affiliates hold casting calls as well, but the casting producers aren't there. So they do it differently. They do one-on-one. But if you're in a group and you happen to be with one of our casting producers, like myself, we do group interviews, and you've just got to stand out in the right way and speak up. And, you know, if you're not speaking up, and that's your chance, that's your shot. So people tend to feel ripped off at times. That's not our intention. We try to pay attention to everybody. Sometimes some people just aren't as nervous as others. And I guess it's just dress your best so you feel your best and come out and have fun. These are quite fun. Could be quite intimidating, but that's not the intention from us. We try to make it as fun and as light as possible.
Okay. Well, now, what do you, as a producer, look for in a potential Big Brother contestant?
With Big Brother, it's much more fun to cast, because we don't know what we're looking for in particular until we see it. So generally, the people I choose to move to the next round, they just have something. And I know people always say just it factor or whatever it is, they just have to be that. And a lot of people try to be something they think we want. That never works for anybody. We can read right through it. When you're yourself, at a more heightened level, that's what we're looking for. If you're a jerk, be a jerk. If you're a sweetheart, I mean, you're obviously gonna be sweet. You know, that acting like you're something that you're not it tends to throw you off in an interview. It feels fake.
So you're looking for organic personalities, in other words.
Absolutely. And every age, as long as you're 21 years of age and older, you can have kids, you can be married, you could be single, you can be anything as long as you show up. If you don't show up, then you're not going to have a chance unless you do the online app.
Let's say for argument's sake, someone goes to this audition, and then what would happen next? And say if they get past anything, what is the process like from here on? If you want to, even who, you know what I'm saying? What's the process
Yeah,
from here?
so after applying online or a casting call, the next round is semi-final round. So it's a more extensive interview one-on-one with one of the producers.
Ah,
So
okay.
yeah, so then from there we present to the executives and we decide on finalists and go from there.
Now, this is something very interesting to me because I noticed this. Where you're having the specific New York casting call sort of hit my spidey senses because it is a gay sports bar. Now, how much do you sort of cater to the specific gay demographic in the particular casting or producing or anything like that?
In my opinion, we don't really cater to any specific anything. I feel like any specific demographic at all. It just happened to be that I have a friend who owns this place, so I needed a place to hold a casting call.
Okay. All right. You know,
And
look.
it's before they're open, so I kind of, we're going to be using the facilities before they open. So we tend to do it that way. We go to casinos, we do and anywhere that, is interested in them, we are interested in having it there. So it wasn't specifically because it was a gay
Because
venue.
well, yeah, because you do know that there all have been a lot of successful gay contestants. I'm not, you know, this is not a, this is actually a positive thing that I'm just saying because Big Brother has been one of the most inclusive shows on TV in that respect.
Yeah, no, you weren't coming off like you were attacking me at all. I wish there were more gay, lesbian, LGBT on the show. I mean, the max we've had was two at a time. I feel like that's not as representative as it could be. And
Okay.
I would love for there to be more, but we aren't at that specific location for that reason.
Okay, no problem. Now, a quick question on that. Another thing. The last few winners of Big Brother have been East Coast based. You know, Derek was from Providence, you know, or at least non-Los Angeles, Las Vegas, that sort of thing. Why do you
Okay.
think East Coast contestants have been successful over the last couple of seasons of the show?
Interesting. That I have no reasoning. I guess Rachel was from Las Vegas, so she would have been the last West Coast winner,
Right. Yeah. Because
right?
like I said, because Ian was from Pittsburgh.
Texas.
Okay.
Okay.
Andy was from
Chicago.
Chicago and Derek was in Providence. Yeah. So I'm just asking the question. What do you
Yeah, I don't think there's any rhyme or reason because anybody honestly can win Big Brother. Had Derek been in season 16, could he have won? We don't know. That was, you never really know. There's no rhyme or reason, I don't think.
Now,
What do you think?
well, what do I think?
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I mean, it because I think there is a balance. My personal opinion is that there has to be a balance between the mental and the physical. Because a lot of people think if you're just the muscle-bound guy, you're going to win and be, you know, the hot eye candy. You're not going to win all the time. You're really
When
not.
has he won? When has he ever won on Big Brother?
Not
Dr.
usually.
Will, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, but
That's
everyone,
it.
because everyone thinks that it's just about the physical. I mean, there are some physical challenges, but you have to be mentally strong in this game
Yeah.
to win, per se.
I feel like it is the most mentally challenging. Wait, let me word this correctly.
Not mentally challenged. I know which way you're going with this.
Mentally challenging show out there. I feel like it's all about your social skills, and it's all about making people believe the lies and believe the truth. Both. I mean, it has to be both. Andy, when you talk or see Andy's communication to the world outside of the house, he's hilarious. He's funny. He loves to be the center of attention. In the house, they call him a rat. He was the friend to everybody and complete opposite of who he really is.
Now,
Derek played, who he is at work, so he kind of wasn't as, both of them weren't exciting winners. They were kind of boring, but they were very good at winning and kind of had strat, they both had strategy going in.
well, if you remember at the end when Derek revealed that he was a cop, everyone's mind was blown.
Blown away.
Yes. Now, when do you now after casting the show, do you watch the show as a fan?
Yes.
Okay. And do you ever say to yourself, "Oh, I cast this person and he went this person or he or she went so far," or something to that effect? Or do you just watch it as a fan and say, "Ooh, this was a good one," or et cetera, et cetera. You know what I mean? How do you
I
watch
think
it?
I'm the senior casting producer. I've been for a few years, but I also get to travel and go and cast as one of the casting producers as well. So I get to meet everybody at finals and prep them, and I get to know the entire cast before they go in. I still have what I call my people. I cast Derek, Cody, Frankie, Pow Pow, and Brittany last year.
Okay.
So it is exciting to see. Cody and Frankie, we found recruiting, but they happen to be Big Brother fans, and Frankie was a super fan. Derek applied online. He did a video that he submitted of his daughter. He wasn't even on it, but I come from a cop family, and I've been dying to get a good cop on the show since I started on season six. He just so that because of that personal thing in me, I brought Derek in, and he ended up being more amazing than I was hoping, and was wonderful. So he had another casting producer gone to the East Coast last year. I don't know if Derek would have been a semifinalist. I don't know. So it depends. It's very, very tricky, and then we kind of help them through the process the whole way because it's nerve-wracking, and it's a tough show. It's such a tough show.
Now, the social media aspect of things with Facebook and Twitter and the 24-hour feeds, do you think it's harder or easier to be a contestant? Because sometimes contestants may get themselves, shall we say, into a bit of trouble, and they don't think they've been caught, and they are.
It's
You want
tough. It's tricky because they are in that house. Now, if you're talking about when they get out, how does the world view them? Those are two different things. But in
No, I'm
that
t uh,
house,
well, well, we can talk about both. We can talk about both.
so in the house, because they're shut off from the rest of the world, all they have is this game. And I feel like it's the toughest because the people in the other room could be planning on backdooring you, and you honestly have no clue, and you feel robbed of it, and to have nobody feel like nobody really is there for you, or everybody's against you, or it's got to be tough. And I wouldn't really believe I would be that great on this show because it is the toughest mind F in the world. It's a tough show.
No, but what I'm also saying is that sometimes people will get a little rawer or franker, so to speak, that would be accepted by a lot of people. Social feeds and social media sometimes capture the contestants in ways that aren't societally acceptable. And then when they get out of the house, they're like, "What happened?"
Yes.
It's a, it's so.
So yes, that is the that's the other. And when you go in, you don't know if the world's going to love you or hate you. And think that they know who you are just because you competed on this reality show for $500,000 that can change your life and your family's life. It changes people in the house, and it is a game. And a lot of these house guests go in as a game, and they're playing a game. And what happens afterwards, you can't predict, and that's what's tough is it's who knows if they're going to love or hate you, or love to hate you and call you names outside, and it's a tough pill to swallow when, I mean, there's no control what people are going to think of you. And it's
No,
tougher because on Survivor, it's edited. So I get it. Like the jerk is a jerk, and they can make the jerk look like a complete jerk all the time and move things around. And with Big Brother, you really can't fake it. And that's what's tough with this show and the house guests is they are seen in every light. And if they have a slip up of something that they would say with their friends in their personal lives, and now they say it on camera with audio and being recorded and video and saying there's things that, can be negative when they
sure.
get out of that house. Absolutely. And scary for them and their families, and they can lose jobs. People on many shows have to change their careers after being on.
Yeah, for good or for bad.
Right, yeah.
Couple of last questions here. First of all, can you break what the twist is going to be this season? Do you know what the twist is?
No, I haven't heard of a twist at all. There wasn't one last year or the year before either. So I don't know if they're steering away from twists or not, but no, there hasn't been any talk to us about twists, but
Okay.
you never know.
And last question. Have you ever interacted with Miss Julie Chan, and what is she like?
Yes, and I think she's pretty amazing. And she loves this show, and you can tell. And I think this show wouldn't be as great without her, honestly. I love her background in news and how she treats this show. She gets to the, I don't know, I feel like it's one in one. Big Brother and Julie Chen, US, is the team, and I think she's amazing. She loves the house guests. She truly loves this show. And last year, I think we gave them the best cast they've ever had. So
Well,
pretty
okay.
cool.
Well, Christopher, thank you very much. I appreciate you just giving us some time. Why don't we promote just the three places one more time and the website where you can supply a video. And that will be this Saturday, New York at Boxers New York at 37 West 20th Street from 10 to 1. Los Angeles will be at Bezo on Hollywood Boulevard at 11 to 2. And in Miami from 2 to 5 Eastern Time at Siena Tavern on Washington Avenue in Miami Beach. Tell us about the submission video one more time and the website one more time.
So if you go to bigbrothercasting.tv and click on apply now, you just type in all your answers to the application and then submit a photo and a 2 to 3 minute video. And the video should just be the people talking about themselves and the great things and the or bad things and why they'd be great for the show. And everybody should watch their video back before submitting it. If you're bored out of your mind, we're going to be bored out of our minds. If you find yourself interesting, submit it. If you don't, try again. We watch every single one of these videos, by the way. Every single one. And it's it's just like going to a casting call. It works the same way. You don't need to submit 300 times. If we like you, we move you to the next round.
And what's the deadline for that?
I believe it is May 1st. And you have to be 21 and older.
21 and older, yes. 21 and
Correct.
older, May 1st at bigbrothercasting.tv. And I will hopefully be down there on Saturday to check Cody and Derek out, so to speak.
Absolutely.
And so to speak. And Christopher, thank you again for your time.
Thank you.
Interrupt.